This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Derek Orr of PSCR. Derek, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
You bet. Always my pleasure, Donnie.
So it's middle of the year, which means you guys are having your annual stakeholder meeting, my professionally, one of my favorite weeks of the year. Tell us what's going to be happening this year and where you're going to have it.
Yeah. This is our 11th one, so it's exciting that we're continuing to be able to do this, and it gets bigger and more complex every year, which is great. We enjoy it. So this year, it's July 9th through 11th in Chicago at the Westin Michigan Avenue. We're really excited to be in Chicago. We think it's going to be a great venue. The hotel is going to be a great venue, really give a good opportunity for people to work together and to collaborate. It's going to be a great space. So we're excited to have everybody, we've got a full agenda, packed agenda with great speakers and content.
Well, speaking of that, who are some of the keynote speakers that you all are going to have there?
Yeah, we're really excited about our keynotes this year. So on our first day, so this is a 3-day event, and on our first day, we are honored to have the event being opened up by Walter Copan, the director of NIST. And then our keynote that morning is Jonathan Lewin from the Chicago PD. So it's really important to us to have a first responder from the community that we are in, and we're really, really happy that Jonathan is able to do that for us that morning. And then on day two, it's great to have Ed Horowitz, the chair of FirstNet. The FirstNet board is going to open up the conference and keynote that morning. And then on day three, again, because we are in Chicago and in Motorola's backyard, we really wanted to take the opportunity to have Paul Steinberg, the senior vice president of Motorola, be able to come out, and he and I are going to do a fireside chat and talk about where Motorola sees the future of public safety. Motorola and especially, Paul has been a huge advocate of public safety. I've known him for a number of years, and he's just a great speaker and a great thinker, and I think the audience is really going to benefit from hearing Paul's thoughts on the future technology for public safety as far as Motorola is looking down that track.
All right. Yeah, no, Paul's a great guy. Known him for years. And so in terms of, besides the keynote speakers, what other kind of educational opportunities are out there?
Yeah, so we're going to have over 70 sessions across all of our portfolio areas. So we're covering mission critical voice, we're covering analytics, we're covering location based services, we're covering user interface, security, resiliency. So there will be sessions across all of those every day. There will be 4 concurrent sessions at any given time. Every day we're going to open up with a plenary and a keynote, bring everybody back together, but then we only have about one plenary session per morning, and then things break up into the concurrent sessions. So another new thing that we're doing this year is to even make this more customizable to the participants. We've always been asked, because as you know, Donnie, this some of our talks can become very technical and can include a lot of math, and so we've always been asked by our participants that they wish they knew what to expect so that they could go to the right sessions based on their technical level. And so we have assigned levels to every session, a one dot being that it's really accessible to anybody, and then up to a 3 dots, 3 being you better really like math a lot, because you're going to be seeing it, and so now people can really decide which sessions are going to best align with what they want to sit through for that time period. So we're excited to introduce that this year as well.
Okay, and the people are going to be talking about things. Will the attendees have a chance to, actually use some of the things that your speakers are talking about?
Absolutely. We have integrated hands-on demos into every day of the conference this year. Almost every speaker, every project being discussed will have some form of hands-on technical demo. The way it's set up this year is that the day somebody speaks, they will, if they have a demo, they will be demoing that afternoon. And on on Wednesday and Thursday, also during a time period in the morning. So the first day, there will just be a longer demo period in the afternoon, and days 2 and 3, there'll be a demo period in the morning and a demo period in the at the end of the day in the afternoon. But if you've seen somebody talk that day, the likelihood is they're going to demo that day. The next day, those demos will be gone, and there'll be a whole new set of demos. So every day, it's important to interact with those technologies, because you won't see them again. But we have dozens and dozens of hands-on opportunities with technologies across all the portfolios.
Very cool. Well, and last year you all had some really neat demonstrations and interactive things with virtual reality. Are you all going to have any kind of fun toys like that for folks?
Absolutely. We will have a lot of virtual reality going on, because we have an ongoing prize challenge right now around the use of haptic feedback, so force feedback on using sensors that actually provide a feeling of touch to your skin, whether it's a tapping or some other form of feedback. And we have a prize challenge right now to see how haptics could be used as an enhanced user interface for public safety. And the first several phases of that challenge are using our virtual reality environment. So we have three environments right now that the team has created. One's an EMS-related environment, one is a fire-related environment, and one is a SWAT active shooter-related environment. And all of those environments with those haptic participants will be at the conference, and you're going to be able to interact with them, get into the virtual reality scenarios, and experience how they feel that the haptic feedback will allow you to better interact in that virtual reality scenario that's a public safety-based scenario. And they'll use the information you provide them to enhance their products to get to the final phase of the program and try to win the prize. So this is a really important thing, not just for the attendees. It's an important thing for the participants of the prize challenge, because they're going to use this information to better their products, which is great. It's a really exciting opportunity. So yes, there will be a lot of VR. We even have some grantees that are going to be using VR to demonstrate how you can interact with LiDAR point clouds, 3D maps of buildings in a virtual setting, and actually experience what it would be like to be in that building just using the point cloud that was developed from using LiDAR to map it. So there's a lot of experience. There'll be AR, augmented reality demonstrations there as well. It should be exciting. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for people to be able to try on these different technologies.
Very cool. Well, and you mentioned prize challenges. I know you guys have been providing financial awards. Aren't some of those grantees, aren't they wrapping up their research, and are some new ones coming on board?
You're right. They are. Our first round of grants went out in 2017. And we announced them at that 2017 June conference, actually. And most of them were 2 years, and some of them were three, but all of them are near wrapping up. And so we'll hear from a lot of those 33 grantees about the near final results of all of their research. So that's exciting. But we also have a new wave of new grantees, and some of those are focused around location-based services, such as one focused on that we've given grants to localities across the country to actually interact with industry to map representative buildings around their communities that they have to respond to, and provide those 3D point cloud LiDAR maps to researchers so that people can figure out how to use those 3D point clouds to create viable maps and navigation routes in buildings. And they'll be there talking about their research and showing off some of the work they've already done and mapping their jurisdictions. We'll have grantees from a grant program called iAccess that is to, if we are successful with location-based services and get accurate maps and accurate location and accurate navigation, then how can those capabilities be woven into public safety operations? And so that grant was issued to help a recipient actually start to work with public safety to understand how that merger could happen. They'll be there talking about their research path. And then we've had a Mission Critical Voice Quality of Experience grant go out to two grantees, and they're focused on understanding what elements of Mission Critical Voice have the largest impact on the end user's experience, so that we can really really focus in on, and hone in on the most important elements of the system to ensure the user experience at the end is what it should be or needs to be. And those grantees will be there talking about their products. We'll have a number of prize challenges. One, like I just discussed, the haptics feedback prize challenge will be in play, and the conference will be an important element of that, where people get to interact with the prize challenge participants and give feedback. We will also be talking a lot about our recent prize challenge, Tech to Protect, a 10-city, 10-topic prize challenge hackathon with a prize pool of over $2.2 million. So it's our largest prize challenge yet. It's going to happen over the next 16 months. So, yes, there will be a lot of discussion about funding opportunities and engaging with the entities to date that have received those funds.
All right. Very cool. And for those that are attending, how can they keep up with what's going on? Do you all have an app or anything that...
Yes, a great question, and we actually do. We have an app that will a link will be issued to all of the registered attendees, and that app will have we are going paperless this year, so that app will have the agenda. It will have detailed descriptions of all the sessions. It will have bios and all the speakers. It will have related material attached. So if there's any handouts or publications attached to the speaking session, that will also be available. It also has an important social media aspect to it, so that attendees can actually communicate with other attendees. So it will help with networking throughout the conference as well. So yeah, it's a really important tool, and we encourage everybody. Last year we actually had around, I want to say 75 to, I would say probably closer to 85 to 90% of our participants downloaded the app, which was a very high percentage. And we're excited to see that even expand more this year.
Very cool. Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to it. I always said it's one of my favorite weeks of the year from a professional standpoint. Get to listen to all these new things coming down the pipe and, you know, with 5G and artificial intelligence and IoT, along with all the different things you've mentioned. I just can't wait to see it all and geek out.
Can't wait to have you there.
All right. Derek, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, and good luck in a few weeks.
All right. Thanks, Donnie. Bye.